3, 2, Scooby Dooby Doo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another week, another episode of Ballin' Out Super. I'm your host, Lawson Phoenix, aka the man who conquered fire, aka Lala, aka the Hitman, aka Long Prong Leong. With me, as always, it's my co-host, Benel Hermosen.
Bring back Long Prong Leon, crowd favorite.
Bring it back, baby.
People love it.
People love it. You know,
people love that Long Prong.
The Long Prong will bring you back.
Yeah.
It's much like the hook.
It
was also what I call my penis.
Because it hooks.
Well, it's because it brings them back, you know.
Yeah, also hooks. Also hooks to left. The hooks to left.
I mean, it goes 90 degrees, much like the letters of my first letters of my name. So, yeah. We're starting off hot here this week. We have some dragon and some balls to get into. But before we do that, Benel, how are you doing, fam? How's your week going?
I am holding up. I wrestled this weekend. Wrestled last week at a really cool art space in BK. And then I'm wrestling next week at a secret show in Brooklyn on the 9th. Come down. We'll do that all in plugs, but yes.
Yeah.
Progressive week. Doing a lot.
Did you fight this new guy, Jay Schneider, the Constrictor?
No, I actually fought Joe Doobie, this old guy.
Oh. Joe Doobie. Did you kill him? Is Joe Doobie still a thing? Or
No, he's still a thing. He just, you know. He's just a different man when he's sober.
When he's sober, he's the Constrictor?
He has another person living in his body.
You know, we can all relate to that, I think.
I mean, we've all been there.
We've all watched the film Inside Out.
Yeah.
where Lewis Black played anger. I'm proud of you, brother. You're going out there, you're doing the damn thing. Blood, sweat, and tears. Maybe a little bit of jizz. But, yeah. Pinning shoulders to mats. And, you know, hanging out with your wife.
Snapping necks and cashing checks.
Oh, there you go.
It's goddamn Catalina wine mixer.
I love a Catalina wine mixer. there's a lot going on in the world of anime and manga. But we can never ignore our hub, our central for information about the world of anime, which is, of course, CBR.com, comic book reviews. And you know what I always like to think about, Benel? When I think about anime, I like to think, hey, every time I'm reading an anime, I'm watching an anime, reading a manga, I like to think, I wonder, could this character beat Superman in a fight?
Oh, god damn it.
And thankfully, our friends over at CBR.com, they have informed me of which characters can and cannot defeat Superman in a fight, Benel. And I tell you what, this is a hell of a list. Caleb Bailey published December 31st, 2019. What a different time that was. Little did Caleb Bailey know. I'm glad
they gave the author credit.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm sure they were 19 and needed the money. Or maybe they weren't.
I'm sure he's proud of this work. Or they're proud of this work.
Yeah.
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 December 24 needed the money.
Yeah, December 31st, 2019. This was a week after me and you wrestled in a basement for my birthday. So,
yeah.
Good times. Little did we know how the world would turn in the next 2 months. But a more innocent Caleb Bailey at the time. Five anime characters who could beat Superman, and then in parentheses, very important, the parentheses, and five who can't. I assume it's whispered because it's in parentheses, so.
Five who can't.
So, our protagonists here, I guess here's how I'll do this. Number 10 and number 9. One of these fuckers could beat Superman, and one of them can't. It's, the contenders, Eren Jaeger and Light Yagami. Oh. One of them can beat Superman, Benel, and one of them can't. What do you think about them apples?
I guess... Yeah, the ability to kill someone instantly by writing their name. Well, Light Yagami would probably have to find out Superman's real name. Yeah. So, he would probably have to figure out how to read Kryptonian. He could just... I guess someone could just tell him it's Kal-El. So, I'm going to say Light Yagami. Jaeger could get punched into the stratosphere.
Yeah, you are correct, Benel. You really do know your anime. Light Yagami.
Before I was an anime fan, I was a superhero.
True.
So,
Superman.
Yeah, I know Superman more. I know Superman pretty well. So I feel like based on that, it's probably Yagami over Superman. Superman has a problem dealing with intellectual ability.
Yeah.
Intellectual villains.
Exactly. As Caleb notes here, things would get tricky since Supes has two true names. I guess we're counting Clark Kent as a true name. But, Light...
Clark Kent and Kal-El.
Kal-El, yeah. Light could use his detective skills to figure it out the way Batman did in World's Finest. Oh, Caleb dropping his knowledge about Batman here.
I want to point out that the way Batman did it is he put a homing device on Superman and just followed him home.
It's pretty simple. Pretty easy.
Superman's not smart, but he doesn't have guile. So
he's not like smart smart. He's not like anime
like
smart.
He wouldn't. He's the man's a professional journalist. He's pretty intelligent.
Right.
He's kind of canny. He just doesn't think like. He doesn't think to do anything duplicitous.
He's not like the Joker. He's not a schemer. The Joker's a schemer.
Yeah.
He's not like that.
He doesn't think of that effort. He doesn't like, like until he's like, knows if he meets you for the first time, like he trusts, like he just doesn't have like that guile or that distrust that people have like immediately. Like you have to prove that you have to prove that to him that you need watching over, that he needs to be careful around you. Otherwise, he's just going to take you at your word.
Yeah. He's too good-hearted. Now, I do want to point out, because even though I'm not an Attack on Titan fan, I will not have my Attack on Titan knowledge slandered and drugged through the mud. I know that Eren Jaeger can do something called Unleash the Rumbling, which... probably has a lot better chance of at least standing up to Superman than just Eren Jaeger in his Titan form. However, I don't think the thing is, I don't think the Titans can fly, so I think Superman can just fly over the rumbling and get to Eren and kill him. So, also, Superman moves at like, he's as fast as the Flash. So, I don't think the rumbling. If the job was for Superman to kill every Titan in the rumbling, that might be more difficult, but it's not. It's just him. He just has to kill Eren. That's just the win condition here. So, so I think Superman just kills Eren there. So, yeah. So don't at me about the rumbling. which I know everyone always, every time I do a CPR list, nobody cares. Nobody ever asks me. But let's pretend. Let's build a straw man so I can point at it and scold it.
I will say that Superman wouldn't kill anybody because he's fucking Superman.
Okay, that's true. Defeat Aaron Yeager. Yeah.
He defeat Aaron without killing anyone.
Yeah, he'd tear him out of his bullshit Titan thing, and yeah. Next on the list, here we go. And I know you'll be hyped about this, but those are two of your favorite characters in anime. So, number 8 and 7. One of these characters could defeat Superman, and one of them couldn't. Dio Brando and Natsu Dragneel. Now, I know what you're thinking. What?
I mean...
Huh? What the fuck?
This is, Natsu.
Yeah, Fairy Tales own Natsu Dragneel.
I don't think...
Dio Brando.
Even in the power scaling of the world of Fairy Tale, Superman no diffs. Like, even... Like, fucking Natsu... Okay, sure. That's a quick fight for Superman. He's, like, there and home before... And not because we think Fairy Tail sucks, because Fairy Tail does suck.
Fairy Tail sucks. That's not the point of this, though. The point is who can defeat Superman, power scale.
I don't even think Natsu is the strongest character in his own fucking...
No.
Shit.
No, he's not. Like, he has bullshit protagonist hands. But, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, the only reason he's powerful is because he's a protagonist of the story, not for anything he does.
It's also poorly written, so he is sometimes a lot stronger than he's supposed to be. Like, for no good reasons, yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah, no, Fairy Tail, I think Fairy Tail, I think Superman wins because he, I mean, I don't know.
So you're Superman saying you wins, think, I guess. So you're saying you think Dio Brando is the one who defeats Superman?
Yeah.
Well, Benel, I hate to say that Caleb Bailey has a different opinion. Because Caleb Bailey, as he points out...
I also don't think Dio Brando beats Superman in the fight either. I just think out of those two, who has a better chance?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So, Dio Brando can Zawardo and stop time. Which, if you think about it, if he could, like, Zawardo and then, like, find some Kryptonian and then use that, like, what is it, like, 15 seconds he can stop time for or whatever? And then, like, you know, get, like, a Kryptonian knife and then hammer it into Superman's chest while time is stopped? That'd be cool.
Okay, so here's the thing about, like, the thing I hate is, like, the cop-out of, like, oh, if he gets Kryptonite, the whole point of Kryptonite is that it's incredibly rare.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
People don't find Kryptonite. The fact is, if anybody can find Kryptonite, it's like fucking vibranium. It's
right.
Like,
no, you're right. Yeah. I'm just saying that, but they might have stopped time. Everybody on this list with Kryptonite beats Superman. But, like, with time-stopping powers, it gives him a little more of
it. It's pretty tough. And, you know, Superman's biggest weakness is his heart. So, like, and Dio's a psychopath.
Dio's also smart.
He would go after people.
Dio's generally a pretty savvy fighter in... From what I know of JoJo's.
So Dio would go after people, to hurt Superman. Like, that's...
Yeah, he would. He's a sociopath. Yeah, he would do that.
He's completely a sociopath. So it's definitely something. Superman can outthink Dio, but it would be hard. There'd be a lot of, like, turns and double turns. He's assuming, all right, this guy can stop time at 15-second intervals, and then he'll just try to figure out... how the speed around him. Also, Superman has microscopic vision and heat vision.
And super speed, yeah.
If Dio doesn't see the heat vision coming.
Right. He's dead immediately. Like, Caleb Bailey thinks it literally only takes, I mean, he says seconds, but it doesn't even take seconds for Superman to defeat Dio Brando. Because Dio doesn't have any offense that can hurt Superman without Kryptonite.
No, absolutely.
He can't put a dent on him with his stand punching. It doesn't do anything to Superman. D Dio's also a vampire, assuming he draws power from the sun. I don't think that really matters.
That doesn't really come into play.
Being a vampire doesn't really matter, yeah. So, he imagines this fight ends similar to Superman's encounter with Count Romanoff during the House of Dracula story. Oh. Meanwhile, so I know what you're thinking. So if Dio can't beat Superman, how can Nazi Dragneel beat him? And this is where Caleb Bailey goes fucking giga-brained. He's like, nah, Nazi Dragneel has... magic.
I assume magic.
That's right, baby. Now, I have a question. Yeah, go ahead, Benno.
Half of Superman's rogues galleries are magicians. Like, he doesn't fight magic?
Let me understand this correctly. Because I'm not a... I don't know nearly as much about Superman as you do. When they say his quote-unquote weakness is magic, it's not like... Kryptonite is his weakness.
No, he can just be a... be affected by magic.
He could just be affected
like
by
every,
like
90% of things,
right? Like every, like everyone in fairy tale can, like every character in fairy tale can be.
You know, like how everyone is affected by magic, and right. Superman's also affected by magic.
So it's not his weakness per se. It's not his. He's not immune to magic. Is really more
like different rules. But I would love. This is a story that's not on tap. It's just Superman's like. I have magic, and Superman's like, dude, all my friends are wizards. They give me all this shit.
Yeah, I love this idea.
Brother, I know seven wizards. They gave me so many wards of protection. You see this shit? You think the symbol on my chest is just like, fuck you? You house elf? No, motherfucker. This is ensorcelled. I have Santana on speed dial.
Okay,
I knew she was...
This paragraph is sending me. Fire dragon magic is not is what Natsu has. Natsu is very fast and insanely talented at hand-to-hand combat. Superman could potentially end the fight with his supreme speed and flying abilities, but he'd have to watch out for Natsu's flames. Otherwise, Natsu could legitimately burn the last son of Krypton to a crisp. Now, I watched a lot of Fairy Tale, but no.
Wait, is his fire magical fire? Because Superman has fought a dragon before.
Yes, he's not even as strong as a dragon, is the thing. He's a dragon slayer, but he's not as strong as his dad, who's a dragon. By definition, the dragon slayers, even though it's called dragon slayer magic, they're not as strong as real dragons were. So... yeah, it's not like quote-unquote magic fire. It's like fucking... he creates fire magically. It's not like it's special. Unless he goes in Dragon Force mode. In which case, he's still not as strong as fucking Superman.
Yes, come on.
What the fuck? Superman's as fast as the Flash. He can bisect people with his heat vision, which he wouldn't do because he doesn't kill people, but... he's not... Natsu's never shown any strength, anything near what Superman is capable of, by the way. Just want to point that out. Or speed. So, I think, I don't know about that one, Chief, let's just say. Alright. So, these next set of characters, Benno. One of them could be Superman, one of them can't. We have Saitama versus Asta. From Black Clover. What do you think?
Saitama's whole thing is he's more powerful than everyone.
Right, like, pretty much.
Saitama wins, but... yeah.
But like, what about...
the whole thing. The whole joke is that he's the most powerful man on Earth, and also his life is kind of a fucking mess.
Yeah.
The whole joke of that. I hate, but that's the thing. Saitama has replaced Goku in the, like, who could beat Superman thing.
Yes. Well, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, like, Saitama could beat Superman. Yeah, because Saitama beats everyone. That's literally not the point of the character.
Yeah, I mean...
The point of the character is, yeah, he could beat anyone, and his life is still unfulfilled.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
Is he looking at it? It's like saying, well, Superman can lose to Bugs Bunny. Yeah, Superman can lose to Bugs Bunny.
With prep time?
Not even with prep time. Bugs Bunny just outsmarts everyone because he's Bugs Bunny. That's what he does.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, Mickey. Superman. How come nobody goes like, hey, Superman versus Mickey Mouse, who wins?
I would.
Mickey Mouse.
Well, Mickey Mouse actually also uses magic as the thing. He puts that hat on.
You're fucking right. Brother.
If he gets the wand and the hat, bro, it's over. And the
nobody ever goes like, oh.
Robo stars?
Yeah, who win? Over. Yo, who win? Superman versus Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan's real. Carl Sagan's like a real person.
Well, but no, I feel like you've made your choice, and so I will reveal this.
Saitama.
That,
Jesus.
Saitama, in fact, according to Caleb, would defeat our favorite Plutonian. Or, Kryptonian.
Plutonian is Pluto.
Is a bad guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Kryptonian. However, Asta cannot defeat him. Why? Because his sword uses anti-magic, which is not the same as magic. So he's just a guy swinging a sword.
Anti-magic is just a regular sword.
So he's just a guy with a sword against Superman.
Yeah. Famously resistant against swords.
I love the idea that, like, anybody would think Asta could beat Superman. Like, I don't know why he's in this article. It's like, buddy.
It's like. Superman versus. Brother. Superman versus Rurouni Kenshin. Who he
yeah, it's like. Yeah. It's like putting Bulma or something in this. Bulma might be able to beat Superman because he has technology. I don't know. Who thinks Asta could be Superman? It's nobody. So I don't know why it's in this article. Alright, next set of characters here. Oh, a couple of fan faves, everybody. All Might and Naruto Uzumaki. Who could beat Superman?
That is actually an interesting one.
All Might,
because for all, I think All Might loses. Naruto, that's tough. Because I assume we're talking about Hokage Naruto, where he's a
god. Yeah, he's in the cloak god mode in the picture, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the cloak god mode. I say Naruto over All Might.
Well, according to Caleb, you are correct, Vanel, because Naruto has a demon, he's got sage mode, and he's very versatile. With all of the tools and abilities at his disposal, we're confident that Naruto could find a way to hurt Superman. I'm gonna be honest, Caleb doesn't really put a very convincing argument for Naruto here, because here's the thing about this. As strong as Naruto is by the end of Naruto, I'm not sure he can actually hurt Superman. Maybe he can. Does the Rasen Shuriken pierce Superman? The thing is, ninjutsu magic. That's really the question. It's a magic system. Does it count as magic?
Like, the question is like, okay, who? Because there are DC heroes who use chi and Q and
right.
Jutsu. Who are using the Naruto equivalent, and I don't think
elemental attacks.
Yeah, I don't think they're strong enough to penetrate Superman. Who, you know, they are quasi magical forces, but then themselves are not magical because chi is like part of nature. So it's like not necessarily magical.
Can Korra from Legend of Korra defeat Superman? Because she has all the elements. And
yeah, I mean, can the Avatar defeat Superman? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Based on like the similar other characters also in the DC universe have abilities to use, you know, elements. Kung Fu. Use Kung Fu magically.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not so sure about that. But yeah, Yeah, I don't. I'm not convinced that Naruto could beat Superman. I'm gonna just say right now, he's stronger than All Might. He's stronger than All Might.
Yeah, Kurama might be able to challenge Superman.
Kurama might be intrinsically magical, and then that changes things, I guess.
Yeah,
if having Kurama makes all of Naruto's attack technically magical, then maybe. But the thing is, I don't think Naruto is actually as fast as Superman, though.
No, absolutely not. He's mid-range. He's actively said he's not faster than some people.
Yeah.
Like the Raikage, for instance, is
faster than Naruto. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, he's pretty fast, but, and now we get to the main event, our final two characters, and they're very apropos by now, because they're the classic heroes of our time. Monkey D. Luffy and Son Goku. That's right. He made it onto the list. You didn't think Kaylor was going to leave Son Goku off this anime list about guys fighting Superman. What do you think? He hates money? Son Goku, Monkey D. Luffy, one of these guys can beat up Superman.
Can Superman harm Monkey D. Luffy? That's the main question.
Yeah, he's got laser beams in his eyes.
That's the thing. Monkey D. Luffy is sensitive to extreme temperatures. Monkey does freeze, right? He can freeze.
Oh, yeah. He can be frozen, burned, lasered, slashed.
Yeah, so...
If Superman just had, a knife, he could kill Luffy. I mean, he wouldn't kill him, but... If Superman just gave Superman, like a knife, he could cut Luffy.
Yeah, I think it comes down to Goku and Superman.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. The Goku in this image is... Because it's 2019, I guess... So this is Super Saiyan God Goku from the Beerus movie. I mean, listen, I'll be honest. This is pre-Gear 5th Luffy, but Gear 5th Luffy is a lot of things, including my favorite transformation in anime. But I don't think Gear 5th Luffy could defeat Superman necessarily. Maybe he could. I'm not sure. It's unclear with the limits of what Gear 5th Luffy can do exactly, but I'm not sure he can beat Superman per se. That being said, we know that Goku can probably defeat Superman if he has his. But there's some level of Goku transformation that's stronger than some levels of Superman in the comics. I know they both.
It depends on the Superman.
It depends on the stories. Superman. Yeah, the stories that they're in, but yeah, they're basically one to one.
If it's like Silver Age Superman who's like blowing out planets.
Yeah.
Like who's blowing up who's like literally can blow out a sun. Right. Then yeah, you might have a hard time.
Yeah. There's also cosmic armor Superman I know is like
I think the new go-to Superman. To figure out the question, the answer to the question is like, well, who is like without powers a better fighter?
Goku.
Probably Goku.
Goku, yeah.
Yeah. Because Goku all he does is fight. Goku doesn't save people. Goku out here ain't spending most of his time rescuing people.
Yeah.
He's going out and fighting.
Yeah.
So Goku's probably a better fighter.
Oh, yeah. A lot more experience fighting, too. Yeah.
But I think it's Superman is like, what's the difference? It's a difference between, like, a fighter and a knockout artist. Like, if Superman Superman needs to catch Goku clean once.
Because
Goku has been proven to be, like, you can get knocked out. Because people have knocked him out before.
Yeah, but if he has his guard up, I mean, you know.
Yeah, if he sees it coming. But even Goku's like, if he gets hit hard enough, he can go out. He's been knocked out before.
Yeah.
Like, even full blast, he's been knocked unconscious. Yeah. Even if it's just a moment. And I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't think Superman's going to fight Goku. Superman's about restraining people. Like, if it's like Goku's like, oh, throw hands, and he's like, I'm just gonna hold you down until you stop wanting to fight me.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
at the end of the day, it's the classic argument, right?
Superman doesn't as much as they love portraying Superman as like a guy who just throws hands. Like Superman doesn't want to fight you.
No, he's not like Goku.
He
or Luffy.
He doesn't. He'd rather not fight you.
Luffy's
he'll
out here.
He'll fight you.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. Like, Superman, Goku be like, hey, you want to fight? And Goku and Superman be like, no, I don't want to do that. And Goku, because he even think Goku just, like, still respects that.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to fight somebody who doesn't want to fight. He doesn't.
Oh, you don't want to fight? And
he convinced Oob. He got Oob into it. But Oob was... That was a tournament situation. He's trying to bring the best
out of him. That is a tournament situation. Yeah, that is a tournament situation. That's different,
yeah.
They, like, Oob was there specifically to fight.
Yeah.
So, like, they meet in one of those canyons that Kira told Yama loves to draw.
He's hey, like, you look strong. You want to fight? Like, wanna fight? Nah, I mean, I only fight Superman people like, for, you know, defend the innocent.
I only fight people that want to hurt to protect other people. Oh, okay.
I can respect that. You seem like a swell guy.
You want to get lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Yeah, and then you want to get lunch?
Kakarot.
And Superman's like, yeah, I can. Superman's like,
who's your new friend, Kakarot? Oh, hi. This is, sorry, I didn't catch your name.
People call me Cal.
Cal? This is Cal. Vegeta, this is always his look. Anyway, now we're fantasy booking.
I love that. I do love that.
See, like, I think I'm hanging out, just getting lunch.
that's what I want to see out of a Superman. As I saw TikTok, it was like Superman's a fantasy for nice people. It's like if it's a nice person's fantasy of like, if I had all the power of the world, what nice things could I do for people? Yeah. And then Superman goes out and does nice things for people. That's the whole point of the character.
Yeah.
Batman is the brooding, like, if someone hurt my parents, what would I do? And Superman's like, man, if I had all the power in the world, how could I help out other human beings?
Yeah.
And just be nice.
It's true.
I don't want to be a nice guy. Yeah, and that's why people hate Superman. If people hate Superman, it's like, oh, he's perfect. Like, no, man, he's just not perfect.
He's just a guy trying his best.
He's literally not perfect.
Like
Superman's greatest weakness is he can't punch hate. He can't punch human evil enough. Humanity is his greatest nemesis.
Yeah, he can't punch cancer. As you also point out, he can't punch cancer either.
Yeah, he can't punch cancer. He can't save stop everybody. People from dying.
Yeah.
He literally can't stop people from dying.
He's not Darth Plagueis the Wise. Have you heard the tale, by the way, Bill? Have you heard the tale?
I've heard the tale about Darth Plagueis the Wise. I don't know why they call him Darth Plagueis. It sounds like... Like, wait, you mean the guy named Darth Plagueis is evil? Yeah, well, I think he started from...
That's not what I heard, Benel. I heard that he could save other people from death. But you know the weird irony of that, Benel? He can save people from death.
He never did.
But not himself.
Is it Darth Plagueis wise, like, he saved other people from death, but he never did? He just never saved
I think that's exactly what happened, Manel. I think as soon as he found out that he could save people from death, he never did it again. Because he's a fucking evil cunt.
If he was really... See, that's the thing about Sith, is that they're all stupid. They're all fucking dumb. Because... If you want power and control, just cure death for everyone, and then everyone will just
listen to you in forever. Charge of things. Yeah, because you be Jesus now.
They just put
yeah.
you in charge of things because you've conquered death.
If you could save people from death, why would you just pretend to be new Jesus?
Why would you like? I have to hide this from people. No, just give it to people. Then they'll be like, "You saved us from death. Please be our king."
Here's how you know Darth Plagueis was stupid. It's because how did Darth Sidious know? Like, okay, he told Darth Sidious that he can't save himself. Because how else did Darth Sidious know that and then kill him? Like, he should have pretended that he was immortal if he wasn't so stupid. He definitely was like, you know, Sidious, the real irony is I can save others from death, and then turns to him, but not myself. And then Sidious is like, all right, bet. You can't save yourself? Bet. Good to know. Writes this down. Definitely will come back to bite you back in the future, Sensei.
They do it all the fucking Jedi's do it to themselves. Like, every time they fucking do this shit, they just step on their own rig. It's like, brother, just avoid the rig. The rig's right there. Just avoid it.
Bunch of self goals. Star Wars is a bunch of people with superpowers doing own goaling themselves.
That's why I like, here's the thing, that's why everyone liked Mandalorian before it became the fucking Avengers franchise.
Well, you know.
Because it was like, meant to be. It's just, so I think it got really popular, and then we're like, oh, we can spin off a bunch of shit off of this.
I mean, but I think that's what they were always planning to do if it got popular, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you might be right. Maybe they didn't, I don't know, maybe they didn't expect it to get popular, I don't know, but.
I think they expected it to do well. They didn't expect it to get so fucking huge.
Yeah.
They didn't expect it to blow up because it's like, oh, it's a well-done show about this one specific thing.
Yeah.
So we got to let's spin off everything off of that show so that people get, like, people care about The Mandalorian, so they're going to care about other shit. And it's like, nobody cares about fucking, no, actually, I was like saying, nobody cares about Ahsoka, but no, fucking people Star do. Wars Rebel nerds give a shit.
People do.
And like, that's what that show is for. That show is for the Star Wars Rebel.
They brought Hayden Christensen swords. Back.
Fucking great. Because, man, I've tried watching that fucking show. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
I never will. I don't care about Ahsoka, and I actively never will.
I mean, if you wanted me to care about her, you could have, like, made her important in the movies.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, it's just a bunch of fucking fan characters. That show is a fucking bunch of fan fiction that people are into.
Basically.
And it's like, it just so happens that it's,
they're making money off of people jerking off to fan fiction, basically, yeah.
Basically.
I mean, it's smart. It's honestly, it's a hell of a...
I mean, that's what Star Wars should be. Star Wars should be a place for fan fiction.
Yeah, why not?
Like that is what it is.
Something I'm gonna watch The Mandalorian in the early seasons because I probably would enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's a western in space, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of a
yeah. Eventually, I'm gonna finish Andor.
I heard that was great too. Yeah,
Andor's pretty great. Yeah. I hear amazing things from it. I just think like, you know, the thing about fucking Star Wars is you fucking people ruin it. Like, their fans ruin it. And
Whoa. You can't blame the fans, but now what are you, a WWE heel?
Yeah, I am. It's you people.
It's because, you know, okay. What ruined Star Wars? It was you people.
You people. Ain't that wrong? All right. Well, brother, I think we should get
into here's the thing, but now. I think we should get into this week's episode of Dragon Ball, but we're going to do it right after these messages. Hello, listeners. How you doing? This is Lawson Phoenix, a.k.a. The Man Who Conquered Fire, telling you about me and Katie Rose Leon's The Professional Wrestling Podcast. Listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and also our new edition on our Patreon. Me and Katie Rose are watching every WWE-produced movie and reviewing it. So that's right, if you miss Katie Rose talking about movies, it's right there on the Leon Leon's Professional Wrestling Podcast Patreon.
Bug-a-bug. Alright, well, this engine is definitely sputtering. Might need to get some coolant in there.
Oh, well. Let me unzip. We're back! Right,
we're at episode 42
of Dragon Ball.
Lava Perores. Lava Dragon Ball.
White boys in my pure destiny. Clench his fist.
Yeah, let's begin at the beginning.
Okay.
As Goku is enjoying a breakfast at Sonal's house with Android 8, a.k.a. Aider, a.k.a. 8chan, a.k.a. Jamie Hader, the village chief, and Sonal's family discuss the Dragon Ball, and it's revealed that Android 8 just hid the Dragon Ball from the Red Ribbon Army to protect the village. The village chief invites Goku and Aider to live with him, but Goku reveals that he's still on the search for his grandfather's Dragon Ball. He'll be taking those Dragon Balls to keep him safe. Andrew Aider's moved to tears regarding the office, but has to decline, as there is a bomb still inside of him. flashback to Murasaki telling Android 8 that there's a bomb inside of him.
Yep. There's a bomb in his body. One of Toriyama's favorite things to do with androids is
have put bombs in bodies.
Have doctors put bombs in them.
Yeah. It's if there's an android, there's a bomb inside of it.
You can pretty much guarantee, yeah.
Guarantee there's a bomb inside of it. Goku is told about Dr. Frapp, who is a scientist that lives high in the mountains in seclusion. Soto is good friends with Dr. Frapp, and often plays at his house. And agrees to lead Goku and Aider to Dr. Frapp to remove that bomb. And the team sets up at dawn. Meanwhile, in the rubble of Muscle Mountain, Muscle Tower, Murasaki emerges from the rubble, swearing revenge on Goku.
So presumably everybody else has died. But Murasaki has pulled himself out and vows vengeance.
He will have vengeance. He will have salvation. He will have you.
Is that Phantom of the Opera or?
That is Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd, of course, yeah. That's a lot of vengeance in that movie. A lot of vengeance.
Finish. Let's see. So, as Goku prepares for the trial, he finds that the Dragon Radar is busted and needs fixing. Soma promises that Dr. Frapp can repair it as well. And the next day, the villagers see the trio off as they head off into the mountain. Little does Goku know. He and his friends are being stalked silently by Murasaki, who follows them up the mountain. Murasaki spies on the trio under the cover of a tree, one that Goku relieves himself on, which infuriates Murasaki further.
Colonel Murasaki is such a fucking jobber. And I mean that just in the most complimentary way.
Just jobs the fuck out.
All this man does is job. It's so great.
Takes L's. Yeah. Literally takes L's. I respect it. Yeah. I respect it. Niggas out here.
Holds more L's than my birth certificate.
Fucking right.
It's because I have my name.
Lawson's birth certificate, 2 L's.
yep. At least. I really like Snow.
Me too.
She's a cute little girl.
And she's helpful.
She is. She's a great
side character. It's one of those things where I wish they would go back, other than like the occasional cameo clips of like, you know, whenever Goku's about to die or the world's in peril to do like Spirit Bomb. Right. I would love to check in on Snow and see what she's up to.
Yeah, great.
Like Snow becoming the village chief would be cool.
Yeah, like when she grows up, what happens to her? Yeah.
Oh, I'm the village chief now.
That'd be cool.
And things like that.
Yeah, we don't really get that, unfortunately, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Goku and his crew reach a frozen pond and walk across it. The Hachan's weight cracks the ice, which causes Murasaki to fall into the frozen lake. trapped in the ice, Murasaki must wait while the trio takes an incredibly long time to turn around. The joke is like they are literally standing there for like 2 minutes.
Murasaki is just under the water, frozen water, by the way, waiting for them to walk away.
Hyperthermia setting in, just trying to walk, like waiting for them to walk away.
Murasaki should have died from this.
Oh yeah, no, you should have. Like
a frozen lake.
Hypothermia snatches your breath, so you start panicking and like lose oxygen faster.
Yeah,
but Murasaki is a trained ninja, so like his whole deal is that he can control his breath.
Yeah,
Murasaki, of course, loses his loses his way out, loses sight of where the exit is, and then cracks the ice with his face to get out.
I also want to point out that Goku didn't know what ice was in the in the English version. He goes, why is like, look at this pond. It's not moving, though. And then Snow jumps onto it and then goes like, oh my god, you're standing on the water. And Snow's like, oh, it's ice. And he's like, what?
Yeah,
and he
jumps on it. Snow has to explain.
explain what ice is.
Snow has to explain ice to Goku.
And Goku's like, well, this hard pond is great. That's what he says in English. I love hard ponds. You should come back here again sometime. Yeah.
Soon Goku and crew arrive to Dr. Frapp's cabin, but not before encountering a friendly bear, who for some reason starts doing, like, handstands and shit. Like, they get to, like, this hill, and they start walking down, then they turn around, and there's a bear there, and they're like, oh, it's a bear. And then the bear starts, like, doing handstands and shit to, like, hey, don't look at me, I'm a bear.
Yes, essentially.
The bear rolls down the hill and knocks himself into a tree, and turns out it's Murasaki in a bear costume. Why? Fucking I don't know.
Murasaki had a bear costume that now he brings out. And he slips and falls down the hill comedically. And then reveals that it's him, which is really fucking hilarious.
That's so funny. It's like... like, there's no point in that bear costume.
No, completely not, yeah. Yeah, it was completely pointless.
So, Goku arrives at Dr. Frapp's. Professor Frapp rolls up in a snowmobile and invites crew inside. He agrees to help Hachan as a favor for Sono. And as he goes to prepare, he is confronted by Murasaki, who reveals that Professor Frapp is actually Android 8's creator and has worked with the Red Ribbon Army, making them weapons.
No! Professor Frapp saying it isn't true.
Murasaki threatens to kill Professor Frapp if he doesn't comply, but when he threatens Sono, Professor Frapp agrees to steal the Dragon Balls from a napping Goku. The professor steals the Dragon Balls and soon returns to Murasaki, only for Sono to alert Android 8, who comes rushing in. Murasaki escapes through the window and heads up the mountain on a snowmobile.
Boy, did fucking Android 8 come running. Murasaki takes Snow hostage like a coward. And then, yeah, Professor Flap takes the Dragon Balls off of Goku. And Murasaki, he wanted Goku dead, but with the Dragon Balls and Android 8 awake, you know, he gets what he can get. He takes what he can get. He jumps out the window. Android 8, like, barreled through this guy's fucking house, by the way. He's gonna have to get that repaired. But, yeah. And then, he informs Goku that Murasaki's taken his stuff. And Goku's on the chase.
Goku's on lamb. It's foot power versus horsepower as Murasaki gets away, though Goku is not deterred as he unleashes a Kamehameha wave that misses Murasaki but hits the mountain, causing an avalanche.
Yep. And the avalanche takes Murasaki down.
Yeah, Murasaki is buried under the avalanche. Buried under the avalanche, and Goku retrieves his bag, which turns out not to be Dragon Balls, but in fact, his lunch.
That was a fun swerve.
Goku has left the Dragon Ball behind in the village for safekeeping.
Fucking...
good thinking.
Murasaki got buried in more ways than one.
Fair. Absolutely fair.
Yeah, and then we cut back to our professor pulling the little microchip bomb out of Aider's body, and then he almost drops it, but then Goku catches it, and it's...
did you notice that Aider's heart is a literal heart?
Yes. Yeah.
And like that's pretty cute.
It was pretty cute. Professor says he can't fix Goku's radar though. It's too sophisticated for him. So at least we saved Aider.
That's true. We save Aider and
as they're leaving, then Goku's like, "Oh yeah, the bomb," and he fucking chucks it into the fucking into the distance like Team Rocket flying away.
Yeah.
And
lands on Murasaki and kills him once and for all.
He's dead. He's fucking dead.
Surely kills.
It landed on his face and blew up. So he's fucking dead, bro.
It surely is. The man is dead.
He had a good run. Honestly, he had a really good run, Murasaki. But now, unfortunately, we say goodbye to this arc. Goodbye to the Snow Village arc. Although, we leave it better than we found it, Benel, with Android 8 living with the village chief and Snow and her family being, I mean, we're supposed to assume happy, but based on what her father said last episode,
real miserable.
It's questionable.
Yeah.
But Snow is cool. And, yeah, hopefully she grows up to be something cool, because we'll never see it again, I don't think we ever see her again. Or Aider, which is sad. Aider and Snow were such fun side characters. It's, like, sad we never see them again, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. And Goku's off, to... Well, does this happen this episode?
It happens next episode. If you guys stay tuned, you'll see the next episode of Dragon Ball.
Yeah, so that's this episode of the Dragon Ball. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, Benny G, how many are we given this here episode of the Dragon Ball, the finale of Snow Town?
I'm giving a 5-star. It's a good little episode.
I was going to say, Professor Flapp says that one day he hopes to tell the village the truth about him making the androids and putting bombs in them and shit. He's too scared the village will, like, you know, outcast him, but he did it because otherwise, you know, they threatened the village if he didn't do it, basically.
Yeah.
Force compliance.
The Red River Army. Yeah, Red River Army threatened to kill everyone in the village if he didn't do it.
Yeah, so. But yeah, we get a closure to this arc. One of my favorite Dragon Ball arcs, a little... Muscle Tower, Snow Village arc, so... Yeah, I'm gonna say 5 as well. I don't know. I thought it was cute. I liked it.
Yeah.
Murasaki is a fun villain, and now he's dead. The thing is that we had a Murasaki. But Murasaki is dead. Dead! 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 That brings us to our favorite segment of every show, every week. It's plugs! Oh, I hear the trainer coming. But now, tell the people at home about you and your wares.
Yeah, if you want to see me wrestle, you can follow me at @ham_wrestler on Instagram for more dates. Secret show in Brooklyn. March the 9th, as part of the QPO. DM me if you want to know times, locations, and dates.
All right, and also, if you want to support the show, please head over to Patreon, patreon.com/BOSpod. $5 a month gets you all the backlog material and new stuff, including new Yu-Gi-Oh! Episodes featuring me and Hannah Harkness, but also all the backlog material from Ballin' Out Super and the past with Patek, Katie Rose, Jeremy Thunder, them doing all the things. So, yeah, $5 is all it takes to be a hero. Of course, is our sister podcast, Talking Naruto. Still going strong. And, of course, me and Katie Rose's wrestling podcast, The Professional, Leong and Leong's The Professional Wrestling Podcast, wherever podcasts are found. And, yeah, I'm also on Instagram at LarVanguard, if you want to... Go there when I post pictures of wrestling, usually. Yeah. Alrighty, everybody. We are heading out, but we'll see you here next time for another week and another episode of Ballin' Out Super Duper.
Rock a stage, couldn't rock a show. Yeah. Couldn't write a rhyme, like a barely coast. And when it came to the mic, I had no control. But no one knew of the lengths I'd go. Strength it takes to just grow. Stood in the face of my foes. Toe to toe, blow for blow. Leaving comatose, disposed of dose. The flow was cold. And ammonia dose choked your throat. Inhale that lyrical smoke. Close your eyes till you feel that ghost. See my eyes and you hear these notes. And it goes, you miss your boat, you just flow. Miss your plane, you just fly. Just because I don't got the car, don't mean I don't got the drive. I got the vibe, all of the best do. Family, fans, and my friends too. Pass the word around, yeah. If you're down with me, then I'm down with you. Before my eyes, it seemed like magic. Dreamed of rapping, then it happened. The more I played, man, the more they asking. Do my show, yo, son, this napkin. Queens, Manhattan, chain reaction. All the places you'll go with passion. World in my fingertips, I kept on snapping. My life in your hands, you kept on clapping. But my heart beats, lightning flashes, director calling. When I'm on a set, don't hold your breath. You're only one step away from the man who keeps the mic in check. So if you miss your boat, you just flow. Miss your plane, you just fly. Just because I don't got the car, don't mean I don't got the drive. I got the vibe, all of the best do. Family, fans, and my friends too. Pass the word around. If you're down with me, then I'm down with you. Now imagine me slacking, I never backed down from a challenge. Channel my ability to lyrically damage and manifest in the form of an animal savage. I'm salivating at the mouth, doggone rabbit. I've had it with all these rappers who be thinking that they have it, but they haven't got a clue what it means to be an addict. Music is a drug, so in time it's a habit. Never be clean, even in a straitjacket. I'll be itching at the seams, spit another classic. They say living your dream, the avenue to madness. But the atlas, my canvas, yep. Target the masses. Yep. Status is one, we the kings of the planet. So you miss your boat, you just flow. You miss your plane, you just fly. Just because I don't got the car, don't mean I don't got the drive. I got the vibe, all of the best do. Family, fans, and my friends too. Pass the word around, yeah. If you're down with me, then I'm down with you. So if you miss your boat, you just float. Miss your plane, you just fly.